Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if y'all heard about this. It's a brand new health care plan going on, and it's not even called a health care plan. It's in the Netherlands. I got a whole presentation for America. This may solve all the problems. I'm sure we're going to hear this all over the world. So prepare yourself. This is a brand new concept for America, not for anybody else. For us. And in the Netherlands, based on my understanding, and we're going to be able to show you more about this on the VFN Torch, is back in the 70s when President Jimmy Carter was the president and there was a oil shortage and crisis. He just began to have the isolationist mentality and yada, whatever. And there's gas lines all over America, all over the world, really, but all over America. And if you had an even number tag, something like that, you can get gas. If you had an odd number tag, you had to wait to the next day. So that would happen up in Sandy. And Hurricane Sandy. Nothing personal, Sandy. We're talking about hurricane. And it just began to rations things. And so the comments were in the BBC reports here that the Netherlands, they said, we cannot have that again. That hit us so hard. We were so dependent on oil, foreign oil, that it just stopped everything. And so what they began to do, and it took them 40 years to get to the point they are today, they began to focus on other forms of transportation other than cars.
Wow.
It's this thing, you're going to be really surprised. This whole new form of transport. I hear about it from history books. A bicycle.
Mm. Wow.
A bicycle. Think about that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
They travel continually, mostly, on bicycles. When you think about this, out of the modes of transportation that they have there in the Netherlands, 32.2% of the population, their mode of transportation is a bicycle. Hmm. Now, there's 300 plus million, right, in America.
Right.
So what would be 31%? Figure that out. 31% of America on bicycles.
90 million?
So 90?
No.
No, we're waiting for...
Well, 10% is 33, so you're close, yeah. Close to 100 million.
90 to 100 million. 90 to 100 million. We got the thumbs up. We did good, didn't we?
Hey.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine 90 to 100 million people on bicycles?
Hmm. No.
Anyway, first of all, I do want to say that I remember borrowing your bicycle once. I think it was your trike.
Really?
Yep.
He had a seat. The seat was about the size of the ruler they gave you in the first grade.
How do you sit on that?
I don't.
I'm telling you, man.
I hover over it.
I'm thinking, I got on this thing and I made it maybe about 10 feet. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's happened to me? I'm thinking, but I started thinking back. I never sat on a ruler before. That wasn't what I was done. We had like banana seats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And,
remember those.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, how can this man sit on the seat? And I thought, wow, I am such a wimp. I couldn't make it all the way around the block, you know, with that. And I'm thinking, wow. And people do ride on those seats, don't they? Did they?
Yeah.
No, it was like a ruler turned sideways. It wasn't even a width of a ruler. It was really bad. And I just want to say that if you want to plenty of fruit in your life, you probably don't want to wear those kind of seats. But listen, they're riding their bicycles, tricycles, for transportation. That'd be 100 million people in America. And you think about China?
Mm.
I mean, it's this big, huge river of bikes going down the road. You got to say the Netherlands, and this is what they say about the Netherlands. Because of the climate, they don't sweat.
Right. Big difference.
But we have to have like showers every block down there. Well,
pretty hard riding the bike in the snow.
Yeah, New York's like, you know, the mayor's trying to put a bicycle every corner. We'd have to have a shower every corner.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's like, or maybe you can just use that.
I see deodorant.
Maybe Rain-X. You know, you put Rain-X on you and it just somehow keeps the sweat off of you or something. But
that's
like, with 98% humidity, you're going to be wet by the time you get there, especially the kind of shape we're in. Now, we're in shape. But it's not probably not the kind of shape you need to be able to do that. But think about it, 31%. That's like 190 to 100 million people.
It's huge.
And this is the healthcare plan part of it. You're healthy. Mm. These skinny folks are on bicycles, riding around, all healthy and stuff. And it was like exerting energy for travel. I mean, Jesus walked in sandals. Mm-hmm. And here we are, and you know, John and I are in our Fiats, and Pat's in his limo. But the concept of it is this, and it's a truck limo. It's leather seat truck.
It does have leather seats.
It does have
nice leather seats.
Very, very nice leather seats. And we're just not putting out any energy. We were able just to intellectually move through this world and accomplish a lot. But at some point, if we just start thinking about, I don't know, maybe the mayor of New York has this down when he's putting in bicycle paths. I think personally, because he's a financial expert, he's preparing for what's probably going to happen in October, November, and what George Soros talked about. And I believe that he's preparing for, you know, a shortage of gas, because if the Middle Eastern war breaks out, you know, they're going to shut down our oil. You can have your limos or your Fiats, you know, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have any gas for it. So you might as well pull out the bike. But I got news for you. What I found out is you can get a 2x6 and take Pat's seat off the bike. Sit on a 2x6. Some people need a 2x12, and some people need
a piece of plywood.
Piece of plywood. Are you talking about me?
Oh, I was looking at Pat, actually.
Were you?
No.
Ain't no comments. No comments.
Oh, no. Real quiet back there.
Okay. Well, anyway. And just what happens when you move your legs around in the circle, your bike, causes it to go forward.
How that works.
Well, I remember when I had gotten in the car accident and had this trainer helping me, you know, build my strength back up. And put you on a bicycle, and you have that early view of bikes, you know, you're thinking, well, this is nothing. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot of mountains in our area, but we do have bumps. And I'll never forget, I was on this bike, and I was just flying down this bump, this hill, and I thought, man, this is a breeze. But it was a cul-de-sac hill, so it went all the way down, which means I had to come all
back.
There was no turning a corner. And I know they probably see people on that road all the time, sit on their front porches and watch people start paddling back up that hill. Man, I was shifting first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear. Man, I had all kinds of gears going on trying to get that thing up. And my thighs, my thighs were just burning. And that's before I realized you could extend your seat, because my legs are longer than
most.
Why'd you wink at John? I was trying not to look that way. And if you actually stretch your leg out, it doesn't burn as bad, because it has more of a hip and all that stuff going into it, which was a miracle in itself. But, you know, I lost a lot of weight doing that. Mm-hmm. And
maybe,
since I got a...
Maybe...
What's the Lord saying?
Maybe it's...
So the
it's a revelation now. I mean,
it's a revelation. But sad to say, I packed my bike up and I can't find it nowhere.
You know what? I know where it's at.
Oh, there you go. We can help you. Can help you with this.
No, he don't know. We can help you. He don't know where the landline is for that computer. We know that big old bicycle.
We're trying to help you.
Right where you left it.
But after a while, you just want to see new areas and new territory. You kind of like, you know, there's the bush, there's a tree, there's Miss Jones,
That's what I enjoyed about driving, you know, riding a bike there in New Jersey.
Driving
until I found that it was more adventurous than seeing the scene. You're riding the bike on the bush, you know, seeing the bushes and the trails.
They have bushes in New Jersey?
No, not where I was riding my bike.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they work better when you stay on them.
Yeah, see.
Oh, he went over the handlebars. Oh,
that was in Central Park. We're not talking about that scenario right now. But three times.
Yeah, about 7 to 3 times.
See, I wasn't going to bring that up. I was trying
Teresa
to say.
Teresa told me she was sticking something in his spokes. No, she
as
didn't.
I was saying, you know.
Okay, what now?
But you're riding your bike in the country, in the open field. You get to see grass and bushes and trees and stuff like that. So you can relax.
You're in a park. You can relax.
In New Jersey, they call it yard country.
Well, when you're riding, riding the bike, you know, in a more city environment, you can speed up and you can be in the street, but then you realize that there's cars that come in and out. There's blocks that you got to stop at. Or someone can surprisingly open their car door. And you can go flying.
Yeah.
So talk about adventure. I mean, although it was fun and you saw a whole lot more, I mean, then, of course, there's the big pothole that if you fall in there, it's over with.
Yeah, some of the potholes are so big right there, you can just get a workout riding around in the pothole.
You're done. Yeah. I'm climbing back out. It's mountain biking.
Yeah, pothole bike.
Ugh.
But, you know, and they have a concept. They're 31%. And think about it. They can continue their economy now because it's built around. They invest like 10% of their budget to fit people who ride that form of transportation, which means business, location, how stores are located, how you can shop, and all. They built the whole concept around that.
Do we have pictures of this? Do we have?
Yes, we're going to make it available. By the way, Hungary has 19% of their folks on bikes. Germany has 13%. Italy has 4%. Ireland has 3%. France has 2%. United Kingdom, who's trying to push this, has 2%. Spain has 1%. And America has 3 guys that ride around on their bicycle.
We're not even on the list.
And it ain't us.
And that's in San Diego. And then we have 2 other guys up in Washington, in Spokane, Washington, I think, that ride their bikes up there. And we're just, you know, we're just observing. We're just thinking maybe this can lower our premiums down if we do this thing called exercise.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.